Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Right back in at it. 96.5 The Fan. Happy Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Don't do that to people.
Looking at our rundown here and the word Tuesday was up there. I don't know why.
Tuesday. Oh, my God. I thought it was Wednesday.
I'd rather be a day behind than a day ahead, though.
I think they might have turned the heaters on because it smells like someone's like pounding a heater like a half a block away. Is that what it is?
That's what it is. Yeah, we turned the heat on last night a little bit because it was cold. You had to take the chill off.
Maybe that
right?
should have been the poll question. Did you turn your heater on last night?
Yeah,
I got home yesterday. My house was 57 degrees. I said, F that, dude.
Did you turn it on?
Yeah,
I did too.
I put it at like 65. It wasn't like anything egregious, but I was like, I got home yesterday and I was like, absolutely not. I'm sorry. It's not a big house. It's not going to be super expensive, but I'm not doing this.
No, I'm not. I wasn't doing it either. It was 61 in our house when I got it. And it was, you could feel the chill. 69 is what I set it at.
We do a daily poll here Wednesdays on The Fan 965 on Twitter or X. We ask this question. With all the action and movement yesterday, who got better from the trades, the Jets or the Bills? They both played each other. It was a closer game than I think some of us might have thought it would have been if Aaron Rodgers wouldn't have tried to be hero and then throw Mike Williams completely under the bus.
What a douche.
I mean, dude, brutal.
I mean, seriously, what a douche.
He was like, I started the press conference out the way that I should have. I blamed myself. I can get better. But if Mike's in the right spot, then we don't lose that game.
Then you're not blaming yourself.
You don't know that.
Yeah, you're not blaming yourself. You're blaming Mike Evans in that situation or Mike Williams in that situation.
Yeah. And then Mike Williams immediately in the rumor block of Mike Williams is available for trade and Devontae Adams is a Jet. Oh, and by the way, he's already in the team facility.
All right. And if you weren't trying to play hero ball, you know, you would have had the opportunity to win that game as well.
Sure.
And if you hit open receivers that are out there, you would have won that game as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm just, you know.
A Hail Mary and got lucky.
You've
hit like six in your career.
But even still, that's luck, Dusty. We all know that's luck. That's not skill to throw it up
like
there
if
and
we're
see what
in
happens.
We were just kind of clowning on this earlier this morning, but if we're in a day of, you know, stats and, you know, all the sort of attributes that go into it, I wonder what the percentage of a 52-yard throw, a heave in the end zone at the end of half is.
I'd like to know that stat. Yeah. What the percentage is? Probably under 10%.
Oh, God,
Much lower than 10.
Probably close
to
like 5.
Maybe lower than that. Yeah, I don't know.
I'd like to see what percentage is for Aaron Rodgers specifically. I bet it's
higher.
20-ish?
Let's say it is. I mean, big deal, right? It's still 80% of the time you're not going to make it. So you got lucky on a Hail Mary. You take another 7 off the board at there, and you get motorboated by Buffalo.
You ready to see something that blows your mind?
Yeah.
Mm. Hail Marys have a succeed rate of roughly once in every 12 attempts.
So I was closer than
you were close.
Wow.
Like,
how about that?
8% maybe?
Over the past decade, boosted by unique protection schemes, enhanced quarterback fundamentals.
It's still 8%. I mean, like it's still only 8% of the time, right? 1 divided by 12 is roughly
8.3%.
8.3%. Okay, so you did the math. So 8.3% of the time, it works every time, right?
And
do you think Matt gets that reference? I don't think he does, do you? You don't get that reference, do you?
I know that quote. I know that movie.
You don't.
I can't think of
Anchorman.
Anchorman. Yeah. I've seen Anchorman.
All right.
No, yeah, I have. Yeah, okay. I'm not good with movie quotes. I've seen Anchorman.
I'm
you know what I mean?
It's called Black Panther. It's legal in 9 countries.
That's right.
It's very potent.
Works 50% of the time every time.
Same scene.
But what were we talking?
The poll question.
I hate Aaron Rodgers. I don't need to hear from this guy anymore, especially when he's out there.
You're going to hear a lot
And Jerry Jones, you're on the same plane, bro. Like, shut up. Yeah. Just shut up. And you know,
anybody else?
No, that's about it right now. But if you're the quarterback of that team, let's just talk about that for a second, right? if you or I were out here going, Dusty sucks, or you go, Bob sucks, or Max sucks, and you're throwing your own teammates under the bus, what kind of message does that send for the rest of the guys inside that locker room? Like, these other guys are looking around going, this guy's a douche, man. Like, you're a 40-year-old has-been, bro. Like, seriously. Like, I was reading an article this morning on who's the actor guy who's like 80 now? And Al Pacino, not Al Pacino, but
De Niro?
Maybe it was Al Pacino, right? And he goes, I had $50 million in the bank, and then all of a sudden that money was gone. So I had to take all these roles and do all these movies that I didn't like and didn't want to do.
I didn't read it, but it's Pacino.
Yeah, Pacino, right?
Because he was buying cars, and he had a house that he couldn't afford.
Well, apparently his accountant was stealing from him is what ended up happening in all this, right? Like, his accountant stole all his money.
Good.
And so he's doing all these, like, roles that he's not interested in, and I'm thinking to myself, man, you're out here taking these roles, and all these other people are actually working because they want to work and be in these roles, and you're like, I'm just taking them because I need the dough. That's where Aaron Rodgers is right now. Like, you're out here playing because you're doing it for yourself, and you're not doing it for anybody else. And to throw your own teammate under the bus like that, man, like, that guy just sucks hard. I mean, it really does. Just throwing your own teammate under the bus like that is absolutely just atrociously awful. And if I was the rest of that team, I'd be like, all right, enough with you, man. It's time to retire.
Again, poll question is, who got better from the trades yesterday, the Jets or the Bills? Right now, there are 55 votes in. You still have plenty of time. 56.4% say the Bills.
Yeah, and I think that's right, because the Jets still don't have a left tackle. They still don't have a quarterback that can find open receivers. They have a kicker that missed kicks. They have an interim coach. Like, Devontae Adams isn't some elixir that's going to come in at 31 years old and all of a sudden cure everything that's been going on, because Devontae Adams can't throw the ball to himself.
But that's the thing, is that that's not the question. The question is who got better, and I think it's significantly the Jets. My opinion.
Okay.
Because I think they have other areas where they need to get better at before you can put the wide receiver in place.
Buffalo's running back's hurt, so they have no run game. Amari Cooper, whether you want to believe it or not, like, I believe leads the NFL in drops.
Tied for the lead, yep.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's still that issue. And I know that, like, there's, like, a double-edged sword to that conversation, because I still would have loved Amari Cooper to the Chiefs. But the other side of that is, like, his, like, catch, it's like his catch probability, because of who is so garbage at quarterback for them, makes it harder for him to catch the ball.
Oh, of course, yeah.
It's kind of one of those, like, LeJarius Sneed, like, oh, he's 180 out of 180 and whatever, but it's like the receiver has 65 yards the most in a game against the Tennessee Titans. So it's like, what's the stat that you look at? So Buffalo got better. The Jets got a little bit better because of who Devontae Adams is, with the relationship.
Well, with a hamstring injury, too, is he going to be?
Come on. We saw the dog video. We saw the dog video where he's dragging his legs and all of a sudden stands up.
Oh, my God.
Running.
It's a miracle worker. Like, Mr. Miyagi fixed his leg. He can play again. Oh, my God.
Yeah. So, and I think that you look at the Jets, like, Garrett Wilson was their wide receiver one, who I believe is a wide receiver one.
Oh,
and
I agree, too. I love that guy.
Now they have him and Devontae, right? Like, Amari Cooper's on a team that's going to run with, I mean, I get it. They have, like, a couple of good role guys, but, I mean, the Jets, to me, got better than what the Bills got.
It'll be interesting to see, A, what Devontae Adams has left in the tank at 31 years old. Two, if Aaron Rodgers can get him the football. And three, how it just works with everybody else on the field. Because here's what's going to happen. Like, you bring your buddy in, right? Now, all of a sudden, you're just thrown to him, and everybody else like, hey, man, like, I'm open too. Like, what kind of impact is that going to have? I don't want to say the jealousy impact, but you got to be looking around going, is he going to look for anybody else, or is he just going to try to throw the ball to Devontae for the next 6 weeks?
Right, and this was Tom Pelissero yesterday on The Action.
Breaking news here in the NFL Network newsroom. Devontae Adams is finally a New York Jet. The Raiders and Jets have agreed to terms on a trade, sending Devontae Adams to New York in exchange for a 2025 third-round pick to become a second-rounder with performance. Now, this is a deal that had been under discussion for weeks. The question had been about the correct price tag for Devontae Adams. There were also other teams involved, most notably the Saints, the Bills, the Steelers also showed interest. But the Jets were the logical landing spot, in large part because they have a quarterback in Aaron Rodgers who knows Devontae Adams very well. They were all pros together. Wow. Aaron Rodgers won MVPs with Devontae Adams in Green Bay. Now, for a Jets team that is 2-4 after Monday night's loss to the Bills, they are set to add a multiple-time Pro Bowl receiver.
So, if Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers don't work because they're both older, they both play in a different division than when they used to play in the NFC North.
Right.
Right. First time they've been together in, what, 6 years?
Has it been that long?
I think it's been maybe that long because, what, Devontae was in Vegas for three. Rodgers was in.
I mean, this is his second year in New York. So, yeah, I mean, it's been 3 years. I think it's 2021.
3 years.
So three to four years.
But, yeah, I think it's three. I don't think it's six.
Okay,
yeah,
3 to 4 years. It feels like 10.
Yeah.
It does feel
Do you think that is something goes. Okay, so we talked about this earlier with the Mike Williams situation. You know, Mike's there. Like, we don't throw the interception. Do you think he would do that to Devontae Adams?
No. I don't think he would at all. No, I think he's got his favorites, and he'll never throw them under the bus. I think that was kind of the last ditch effort to say, "Get the hell out of here. We're ready to move on and kind of do the things." But it just doesn't work that way. You have to remember, this is a team, and I know Jimmy Johnson at one point said different rules for different people. Like Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin and Troy Aikman got different rules than everyone, and rightfully so. And I'm sure Patrick and Travis and Chris Jones and, you know, the great players around the league have a little bit different rules. But at the end of the day, we're still a team here, and everybody understands that we're still a team in all this. I don't know that the Jets, like, you can walk into that locker room and feel like you're a part of something, right? Because you know there's going to be these little clicks, like Devontae and Aaron are going to be over here, and all the other wide receivers are going to be like, are we part of this, you know, or not? So it's going to be an interesting dynamic for me from a human element to see how, you know, all of this takes place and how all of this plays out and ultimately what the end result is. The Jets are only one game better right now than the worst team in the AFC. They have two wins, the Jags have one. And so it's not like the Jets are burning up the standings or anything like that. They still need to win two games just to get back to the break-even point, and then that's the midway point of the season, you know? Yeah. They win two straight games, they're at 4-4, that's halfway through the season, and we'll see what happens the rest of the way. And so I know their schedule evens out a little bit, gets a little bit easier as they move forward, but I look at that Jets situation yesterday, and that seems to me like a last-ditch effort to try to save a sinking ship. You know, like that, like that's like, you know, Rose and what's his name hanging out on that piece of plywood, Jack out in the ocean, and don't ever leave me, Jack. Don't ever leave me.
And slide over on that door a little bit,
and then, you know, he disappears and freezes in the water. That's kind of where the Jets are right now. They're hanging on for dear life. If this Aaron Rodgers thing doesn't work, I don't know that he's back next year. You know, for this, the Jets eventually are going to have to move on. But well, I mean, from just a like an aesthetic standpoint and watching like a car accident, this is great theater.
I think that's my prediction, is that he told Devontae, hey man, come here. I'm going to be here next year, because I don't think Devontae would have left for 12 games with Aaron Rodgers. So I think he sold him a bag of goods. Hey, I'm here next year. Don't worry, my contract. But I think what's going to happen is they're going to play this year. It's obviously not going to work out. They're not going to make the Super Bowl, all this stuff. Maybe they don't make the playoffs. Who knows? And then Aaron Rodgers, is like he does to everyone, he lies. He lies for his convenience. And then he's going to leave, and Adams is going to hate him, and it's going to be a huge beef, and it's going to be a huge run. They're never going to be friends again. That's what's going to happen.
I like that philosophy. I like the way you play that out. And the pick becomes a second round pick if this happens. And I saw this yesterday. The Raiders get a second round pick up from a third round pick if the Jets make the AFC title game or the Super Bowl, or if Devontae Adams is a first or second team All-Pro. I don't think any of that's going to happen. I think the Raiders are going to be stuck with that third round pick, which is fine. You know, which is fine. I just don't think anything of that nature is going to happen. I do not think the Jets are going to the AFC Championship game. Obviously, I don't think they're going to the Super Bowl. And I don't think Devontae Adams in this day and age is going to be a first or second team All-Pro when you've already got six games under your belt and he's missed two with an alleged hamstring injury.
Yet they're only a game out of the wild card.
And that's the other thing. Like they're a game out of last place and a game out of the wild
that's
card.
That's
the AFC
in a nutshell.
Yeah.
Other teams that were obviously active yesterday, because it's crazy how the show works. We're like, who's going to move first? Is it going to be, you know, whoever? And Cleveland, you know, they decided to send Amari Cooper to Buffalo. And Nate Taylor, who was on with Cody and Gold, who will be on with us tomorrow, said this about the Chiefs if they were ever in on Amari Cooper.
Okay, here's my full reaction. I don't believe the Chiefs are in on Amari Cooper. Okay. That makes sense because, again, as I said earlier, there are still other options. This is actually good for the Chiefs, though, because it now gives you, as I've talked about before, a baseline as to what the market is from a trade compensation standpoint if you are to trade for a receiver, whether that is DeMarcus Robinson or Tutu Atwell or Deontay Johnson or
Tyreek?
DeAndre Hopkins?
You say something cool?
Darius Slayton?
Oh, okay.
He's looked good the last 2 weeks when Neighbors has been out. I don't know if that's just a product of that, but he's been impressive.
I just want to keep reminding people that Darius Slayton exists, and I think you should look at him. I think you should watch his tape and, you know, see what happens. Now, of course, you need both parties to agree to this. Of course, the Chiefs and the Giants have already executed a trade before with Kadarius Toney. Slayton is not Tony, okay? Not from a dynamic standpoint and from a mercurial standpoint, but he is a functional, really good NFL receiver who is working right now under Mike Kafka, who could, you know, say a nice word or two to Andy Reid.
So I love Darius Slayton coming to Kansas City. That's the type of move, man, would be epic. I love it.
We'd have to get your dad on the show to give us some insight of Darius Slayton. I think that'd be a good bit there. Also, there was other names involved. I know Amari Cooper.
He may not even
Bills.
Be watching anymore. I don't know.
Well, that might be fair.
I ain't giving up.
But there's another name, and I know Mac is kind of sports horny on this name, and it's a guy that plays in Tennessee.
I definitely think conversations will and should be had. Whether a deal gets done, I think that's the beauty of the NFL, and we'll navigate that over the next several weeks. And you know, it's October 15th, and teams are wheeling and dealing. And you get the right wide receiver, then you can really do some damage. I think looking at what Amari Cooper and Devontae Adams got, I think the one thing that you have to take into account is DeAndre Hopkins sat out most of training camp with a torn MCL. He still has that, and he's not going to get surgery. So whatever team is going to trade for DeAndre Hopkins, he's not 100%. Now, he has tread on the tires, but he will not be 100%, and he's going to have to play through pain, which he's talked about this season. I definitely think that will impact what is given for D-Hop.
So I'm that out. Was Zach Bingham on the DeAndre Hopkins. Does that scare you?
Yeah, I'm out on that. If you can have Darius Slayton, who's healthy, or, you know, just use him as an example, or a guy with a bum knee, I'm not taking the guy with the bum knee. I'm just not dealing with that nonsense.
Well,
that's something we're going to talk about all the time.
Yeah, I heard that, and I was like, now every time he goes up for a catch and comes out, I'm going to be like,
ugh. Yeah, we've already had two wide receivers get injured. We don't need to bring an already injured wide receiver to the club.
No, I get it. I mean, we brought in a guy with the bum knee at 7 catches for 130 yards last week. So, I mean, I don't know. DeAndre Hopkins is better than Juju's ever even sniffed at it as far as being a wide receiver. I think Hopkins would be a good add, but I get you. It could be one of those things where maybe you add a Hopkins and then also see if you can't find it, maybe not a Slayton, but a lesser guy who's going to be healthy. But I don't know. I think it'd be a great fit.
Well, you're also talking like we have unlimited resources
to
multiple guys. Like I'm all in on Nate Taylor. I love everything he says and everything about him. I may have to have a restraining order put on me against Nate Taylor like I do with Ryan Lefevre because that's how I feel about Nate Taylor. He's in that same category of just a tremendous human being, and I love everything he says, and he's wonderful at his job. And he, like I said, even better person, too. Mm. But restraining order in 3-2. Want. But remember what the Bills gave up for Amari Cooper, too, with the cost of acquisition for Amari Cooper, a third and a seventh round draft pick for Amari Cooper. That's essentially looking at the Chiefs and saying, okay, we're going to take two draft picks away from Brett Veach, a seventh rounder that could net you a guy like, I don't know, Isaiah Pacheco in the seventh round was a really nice pick for this organization a couple of years ago. You look at what Brett Veach has done in the third round and you take some of those picks away, like Wanye Morris, your starting left tackle, was a third round draft pick. Leo Chenault was a third round draft pick. I kind of like Brett Veach playing around in the draft. I don't want to give up too many draft picks because the guy, for all intents and purposes, like a 90% hit rate in the draft. I would not want to take two picks away from Brett Veach to go get a guy like Amari Cooper because I think those two picks could be more valuable for you in the big picture than what Amari Cooper is. But if you get the opportunity and Slayton is truly available, and you have the opportunity to make a play for him, that's a guy I would 100% consider for the average Joe like all of us. You're going to think of the name Darius Slayton. It's not going to jump off the page, but that's a good football player that would help this offense a lot, I think. Better than a guy with a bum knee in Nashville.
And the other thing that people need to realize before they freak out about the Chiefs not making any moves is there are two ways that trades work. Either teams work with you or they don't.
And a lot of teams answer Brett's call, bro.
Or they do and they say, hey, Brett, how you doing? Good. Is this about like the luncheon? No, it's about seeing if you're a receiver. Get blanked.
Yeah. and that's the way it is. We were kind of joking about that, but no, that's the way it is. Like we've talked about it before. You're at the party and then the cool kid walks in and everybody's like, oh, he's here.
Right.
Like, that's the way it is with Brett. When he walks in the room, like, oh, damn, we're screwed.
And as always, to be apologetic to the text line, Dusty, Buffalo's backup running back had 97 yards on Monday night. Can't say that they don't have a running game anymore because Cook is hurt.
They played against the Jets.
Okay, but before I go, I just want to see what the Jets' run defense is as a team.
Mm-hmm.
Real quick.
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know, because that's what I'm looking for. team stats, defense, rushing yards, 17th in the league, averaging 124.2.
Okay.
So, yeah, I mean, a good night. 20 for 97, 4.9 average. But, again, it's not their starter.
It's not James Cook.
No. And James Cook was also a very, very, very late scratch. So I would also put into case that they did not plan for this Davis guy to be their featured running back. And if they did...
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, exactly.
Ray Davis. Yeah.
And then Ray Davis.
Ray Davis.
Ray Davis and Ty Johnson.
Hang on a second. Ray Davis, he used to own the Houston Astros. Is it the same guy?
No, it's Al's stepson.
Oh.
And then from the 816, or from the 660, Buffalo ran for 150 yards. What are you talking about? Well, I apologize. My bad. Hopefully James Cook gets back and continues to run for the Buffalo Bills.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.